Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Journey Toward Wholeness by Suzanne Stable explores how Enneagram wisdom can support real change when life feels pressured, reactive, or out of balance. Known for making the Enneagram practical and compassionate, Stable focuses on what happens to each personality style under stress, what helps restore stability, and how growth becomes possible through awareness and practice. Rather than treating the Enneagram as a simple label, the book frames it as a map for recognizing patterns that drive thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, especially when your nervous system is overloaded. Readers are guided to notice how coping strategies can become rigid, how relationships amplify familiar triggers, and how daily choices can move a person toward health. The tone is pastoral and grounded in personal formation, aiming to help people build resilience, deepen empathy, and choose more life-giving responses. It is designed for individual reflection as well as group conversation, offering an accessible path toward emotional maturity and spiritual wholeness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, stress patterns and why your type reacts the way it does. A central focus of the book is how personality patterns intensify under stress. Stable uses the Enneagram as a way to notice predictable shifts in attention, emotion, and behavior when a person feels threatened, overwhelmed, or uncertain. Instead of viewing stress reactions as random or purely situational, the framework highlights a consistent internal logic. Each type tries to regain control, safety, or approval using strategies that once worked but may now create more conflict. This helps readers move from shame to curiosity by naming what is happening in real time. The value is practical. If you can identify early warning signs, you can interrupt the spiral before it damages relationships or decision-making. The book also emphasizes that stress is not only about external events. It is shaped by interpretation, unmet needs, and the way each type filters experience. By mapping common stress responses, readers can anticipate what they tend to do, understand why others respond differently, and create plans for grounding. This topic supports self-leadership by turning reactive moments into opportunities for insight and better choices. Secondly, stability, balance, and the return to your healthiest self. Alongside stress responses, the book highlights what balance looks like for each Enneagram type and how to return to it. The idea is not perfection, but steadiness, a capacity to stay present, flexible, and connected even when life is demanding. Stable frames balance as something cultivated through practices that regulate the body, clarify the mind, and soften the heart. For many readers, this means learning to slow down, name feelings more accurately, and separate immediate impulses from deeper values. The Enneagram becomes a diagnostic tool for noticing what throws a type off center, such as overworking, people-pleasing, withdrawing, or controlling. It also becomes a guide for what restores equilibrium, such as rest, honest communication, boundaries, and reflection. This topic is especially useful because it shifts the Enneagram from a descriptive system to a formative one. Readers can build a personal toolkit for stability that matches their tendencies rather than relying on generic advice. The result is greater resilience, the ability to recover faster after setbacks, maintain perspective, and choose actions that align with long-term well-being. Thirdly, transformation through awareness, not self-improvement pressure. Stable emphasizes transformation as an inner process that begins with awareness. Rather than using the Enneagram as a new standard to meet, the book encourages readers to observe themselves honestly and compassionately. This matters because many people approach personality systems with a hidden agenda of fixing themselves, which can strengthen the very defenses that keep them stuck. The Enneagram, in this approach, reveals the motivations beneath behavior, showing how fear, desire, and habit shape a person's identity. Transformation then becomes a gradual loosening of automatic patterns, replaced by more conscious responses. The book's growth orientation points toward freedom, the ability to act from choice rather than compulsion. Readers are invited to examine the stories they tell themselves, the roles they play, and the ways they seek security. As these patterns become visible, they become less controlling. This topic also reinforces that change is relational and embodied, not merely intellectual. Insight must be paired with practices and accountability that help integrate new ways of living. For readers weary of self-help hustle, the book offers a gentler but still demanding path, truthful self-knowledge that leads to lasting change. Fourthly, relationships, empathy, and breaking the cycle of reactivity. The book applies Enneagram insight to relationships by showing how different types misread one another under stress and how reactivity spreads. Conflict often escalates because each person assumes their own coping style is normal and interprets others through that lens. Stable's approach helps readers replace quick judgments with empathy rooted in understanding motivation. When you recognize what another person is protecting or pursuing, you can respond with more skill and less defensiveness. This topic also highlights the way relationships mirror unresolved patterns. A partner, friend, or coworker may trigger familiar fears, leading to predictable loops such as pursuing and withdrawing, criticizing and appeasing, or controlling and resisting. The Enneagram provides language for naming these loops without demonizing either side. The goal is not to excuse harmful behavior, but to create space for accountability and repair. Readers learn to ask better questions, listen for what is underneath the words, and make clearer requests. By reducing reactivity, relationships become a context for growth rather than a battlefield. This section benefits couples, teams, and communities by offering a shared framework for difference, allowing people to collaborate without needing to become the same. Lastly, wholeness, as a lifelong practice of integration and purpose, the theme of wholeness suggests that personal growth is about integration, bringing scattered parts of the self into a coherent, purposeful life. Stable uses the Enneagram as a map for seeing where a type is fragmented, such as living from image, fear, anger, or over-identification with a role. Wholeness involves reconnecting with deeper values and learning to hold complexity without collapsing into old defenses. The book points readers toward practices that support integration, including reflection, spiritual formation, and habits that build inner freedom. In this sense, the Enneagram becomes more than a personality profile. It becomes a tool for discernment, noticing what pulls you off your center and what draws you toward maturity. This topic is compelling for readers who want growth that touches both inner life and outward action. Wholeness shows up in steadier decisions, healthier boundaries, more honest relationships, and a greater ability to face stress without losing yourself. The emphasis on journey reminds readers that change is incremental and recurring. Each season reveals new lessons, and the goal is continued alignment between who you are, how you live, and what you are here to contribute. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who already know their Enneagram type and want to go beyond basic descriptions, as well as newcomers who are mainly interested in practical tools for stress, emotional balance, and personal transformation. It can also serve therapists, coaches, pastors, and group leaders who want a gentle framework for helping people name patterns without shame. The main benefit is that it links self-understanding to real-life outcomes. By recognizing stress triggers, habitual reactions, and the motivations beneath them, readers can respond with more intention, protect relationships from unnecessary conflict, and recover faster when life becomes demanding. The book is worth buying because it treats the Enneagram as a formation tool rather than entertainment. Many similar books focus on type traits, strengths, and quirks. Stable emphasizes the harder but more rewarding work of noticing what happens under pressure, practicing steadiness, and moving toward wholeness over time. That focus makes it useful long after the first read, especially if you revisit it during stressful seasons. If you want a compassionate guide that encourages accountability, empathy, and sustained growth, it offers strong value. If you would like to support Suzanne Stable, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.